Chapter 12. Kevin Tells His Story. When we arrived home, Aunt Sue came to the door and hugged Kevin. "Come and sit down," she said. Brent sat down on one of the sofas, and Kevin and I sat opposite him, next to Mum. A few minutes later, Uncle John and Dad arrived home. They both sat down in the living room with us. "What's the problem?" asked Uncle John. "Kevin, what have you done now? I want to hear everything from the beginning." Brent intervened. "Mr. Hume," he said, "let's give Kevin a chance to explain himself in a cooperative atmosphere. I know you're upset, but it won't help if you talk to him like that. Please let Kevin explain everything in his own time." "Who are you? Are you qualified to be doing this sort of thing?" asked Uncle John. "Yes, I am, sir. I've been working with juveniles for 10 years. "Well, go ahead then," said Uncle John. "Okay," said Brent. "Kevin, tell us what you were doing in Downsview." "I was working in Mr. Hammer's motorcycle shop," said Kevin. "I need money and my parents don't give me much." Uncle John moved uncomfortably in his seat. "Why didn't you tell your parents about your job?" asked Brent. "Where did they think you were every day?" "I was supposed to be at summer school, learning maths," said Kevin. "That would have been a terrible way to spend the summer." "I can't believe the school didn't inform us you weren't attending classes," Uncle John said to Kevin. "I know summer school isn't obligatory, but the teachers could show some responsibility towards their students," agreed Aunt Sue. "Don't worry, Mum, I don't need summer school," said Kevin. "Janet's been coming to tutor me every morning, and I know enough to pass the test. She's a great teacher." "That's right, Kevin," said Uncle John. "Get someone else to do your work for you, as always." Brent ignored this. "Tell us what happened when you went to tutor Kevin today, Janet." "I explained about Kevin's trip to the bookshop and what happened while he was gone. I know I was stupid to give Gary the key," I said. "I'm really, really sorry." "And how did Kevin react when you told him about the stolen motorcycle?" asked Brent. "He was very angry," I answered. "He called the owner of the shop. He felt very responsible." Brent turned to Aunt Sue. "Would you mind if I asked Kevin's boss to join us?" he asked her. "It will help Kevin if Mr. Hammer is able to confirm that Kevin is a good employee." "Of course I don't mind," Aunt Sue answered. Brent called Mr. Hammer and asked him to come to the house. Then he continued to ask questions, and Kevin and I told him everything that had happened at the hospital. Finally, he asked Kevin about his connection to the thief. Kevin looked uncomfortable, but finally admitted that Gary was a friend of his. When his friend discovered that Kevin worked in a motorcycle shop, he asked Kevin to help him steal a motorcycle. At first, Kevin didn't agree, but Gary put a lot of pressure on him, and then he threatened Kevin physically. Kevin had been frightened and didn't know what to do. "So when did you finally agree to help Gary?" asked Brent. "When Janet started coming to the shop to tutor me," answered Kevin. "I saw it was the solution. She could be in the shop, not me, and everybody would be happy." "Why didn't you go to the police immediately?" asked Uncle John angrily. "I couldn't. He threatened me, Dad," answered Kevin. "But Kevin," asked Aunt Sue, "didn't you realize that after the motorcycle was stolen, the police would be involved?" "I wasn't thinking of that, I guess," said Kevin. "I was very stupid." "And what about Janet?" my mom asked. "How could you involve her in such a plan after she helped you study? You betrayed your cousin and put her in a very dangerous situation." Kevin's face went red. He looked at me and said, "Janet, I don't know what to say. I feel really bad about this." Just then, Brent's mobile phone rang. It was Officer Carlton, who was still at the hospital. After the conversation ended, Brent said, Gary woke up and Officer Carlton was able to ask him a few questions. The thief verified that he'd forced you to help him steal the motorcycle, Kevin. This might help, but you'll still be charged as an accomplice. While we were waiting for Mr. Hammer, Brent asked my parents about our move to Toronto and about Stevie, who was sleeping at a friend's house that night. Then he started to ask about everybody's relationship with Kevin. Mr. Hammer soon arrived and sat down. Brent briefly explained Kevin's story, and Mr. Hammer was very surprised. Kevin has always been a popular employee, said Mr. Hammer. He's always punctual, and he's a real expert on motorcycles. My customers know they can get all the information from him, and they like him, so he brings in business. Thank you, Mr. Hammer, said Brent. You've been a great help. Brent then said what we all wanted to hear. Kevin, I'll ask that you be charged with a lesser crime, as this is your first offense, and it's clear you didn't want to do it, he said. But you will have to do some kind of community service because you were an accomplice, even though you didn't want to be one. I'm also going to insist, Kevin, that you and your parents get counseling, said Brent. It seems there are some bad feelings that have to be talked about in order to help you build a healthy family relationship. Officer, asked Kevin, will I be able to keep working at the shop? That depends on Mr. Hammer, answered Brent. I'd like to say yes, but I'm not sure, Mr. Hammer said to Kevin. You're a good employee, but it might be difficult for me to trust you now. Let me think about it. He stood up, said goodbye, and left the house. I must go too, said Brent, and he stood up and shook everybody's hands. We'll be in contact with you. Now, he said to all of us, I'd like to suggest that you try not to argue after I leave. Be patient. Kevin, the therapist will call tomorrow about your first appointment. After Brent left, we all stood and looked at one another, not knowing what to do or say. I took Kevin's arm. Come on, we didn't have our lesson this morning, I said. Let's go and study some maths.